here we go. Birdhouse brought to you by Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm.
I'm just waiting for the Tweedly to
leave. Oh, my bad. My bad.
It's okay.
Dave Lane, in for Corby. Dave?
Hello.
Oh, don't scare us like this.
I'm sorry. I thought there was more to the intro.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for filling in for Corby, man. We really appreciate it.
You bet.
We take our backup positions very seriously here on this program. And with you being the signal and the birdhouse, we are such good hands.
He's our primary B
right,
team.
We need to pay you a lot on your next contract. You've earned it.
Yeah, write down
anytime,
an extra couple hundred
today.
Anytime
either of the stars of the rant cannot fulfill their obligations,
right,
then I am happy to step in.
Did you get good response? You ready to go with the birdhouse?
Yeah, I do. Excuse me. Uh-oh. I haven't talked yet today. I do have a few good ones.
All right.
And I would like to start with, we have Sweet 16 kicking off tomorrow.
Yes.
And so this is from Phil. He asks, would you rather hit a half-court game winner in a Sweet 16 game or have one inning in a major league game pitching and striking out the side that is the end of your athletic career, either of those events? Which one would you do?
I'll take the half-court shot.
I'm striking out the side, throwing cheese.
Because you're just not going to get that replayed over and over, your inning where you just strike out people and everything. It's great.
That'll be on my digital frame up on my mantle.
But I'm saying every time they have some intro to March Madness, your shot will be one of the highlights.
Yeah,
that play
I think
over
you're,
and over
that's
and over
fine.
Again.
That's really cool.
Your half-court game winner is going to live forever.
Right, right.
No one's going to remember you striking out the side.
I don't need everybody to remember. I want to remember. Baseball is more important to me, Dave.
Okay. All right.
What about you, David? Where are you leaning towards?
I would definitely go with the half court shot. Cause yeah, you'd be in the one shining moment montage. Like you blow out your knee celebrating with your teammates.
Boy,
and that's the end of your
career.
This
is why you guys are hosts and I'm a producer. You want that big spotlight. I just want to get in the game. I just want to say,
man,
hey, guys.
I'm telling you, the celebration afterwards, you're going to get talked to afterwards by the reporter.
Ooh, that sounds awful.
It's great. You're on the podium, everything. You strike out three guys in an inning, it's great, but you're walking off because it's probably the seventh, even if it's the ninth. No one's talking to you after that.
That's okay. I'll hold it in my heart forever.
The equivalent would be maybe be in the divisional series, like you close out the ninth.
Yeah, give me a big inning
to close the series
to make it somewhat equivalent. Because just striking out the side in the fifth is it's not an equal like test. So
right.
give me a big inning, right? And it's late April.
Okay. You know what? You close out the divisional series.
That's
to give your team a chance, an opportunity to go to the.
Now it's a
no-brainer. Yeah, to the champion, to the ALCS.
Now it's a no-brainer. I don't even need to.
I'm still taking a half-court shot.
Yeah, me too. Okay, another basketball question. This is from Blaze. Would you agree to be a quad amputee like the cornhole guy if you could somehow average 8 points a game in the NBA for 15 seasons?
So while I'm the quad guy, I'm averaging 8 points.
It's not like a payoff at the end.
No, I mean, yeah, because the quad guy, he's somehow a cornhole champion and
right.
can fire a gun and murder someone.
Climb trees. Man.
Yeah. So somehow you as a quad amputee can average 8 points a game and you have a 15-year career.
In the NBA.
In the NBA.
You would have so many endorsements.
Yeah. Filthy rich.
Think about all that.
I know.
Think about all this guy could have accomplished if he had just not turned to a life of crime.
But I can average 8 points for 15 years in the NBA, so obviously I'm doing pretty well, even though I'm I'm an amputee.
Well, and that also means that there's some years in there where you're probably at like 12 to 15, and at the end of the year, end of your career, you're at like 4 to 8. So
right.
like you've got some years where like you're sniffing some really quality minutes.
Do you think you could dunk? As a quad.
Not a chance,
only
right?
if Red Panda's in the house that night.
It's not a chance.
I'm trying to understand Blaze's hypothetical. Like, he's saying miraculously. Like, how are not every shot you put up blocked?
I feel like there's a lot of free throws. He's getting in the paint, drawing a lot of fouls.
Yeah. Or maybe he's like Yoda in the prequels where he's just like jumping on the backs of other players.
Someone's setting hella screens though for you to get those open looks so you can put those shots up.
Maybe he's just long range guy.
Because you're not, you know.
They're not going to try to block a half court shot from a quad. So like if he's good at it.
Yeah, he's just unguarded all the time.
You're not
going between
going
the
through
legs.
Your legs to, you know, to get closer to the basket. So,
Once you retire from the NBA, you have a golden ticket to play for the Globetrotters.
Right.
Man, you really do. Yeah, I'm out, but the thought of it is
intriguing.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. This one from Black Fred Flintstone. He says, I was listening to the Hardline Helpline yesterday when a guy called accusing Bob of just ripping the Cowboys. Are there any teams or athletes that you love to rip?
The Chargers and Raiders. Those are my two that I quite...
There's a Chiefs guy over here.
I quite enjoy all of... it's unfortunate that Dave has to fall in that Raiders hate, but I do laugh every year at your black and
blue.
Well,
get your laughs in now. Things are about to change.
That's right. Fernando Mendoza is going to take over the league, isn't he?
Just add him on to Max Crosby.
Dude,
and boy, you
it
have
all
it.
Keeps getting better.
Yeah, I think there are several. Chris Paul was at the towards the top of my list.
Yeah. Wade too.
Russell Westbrook is
A-Rod.
Up there.
A-Rod.
Aaron Rodgers is a good one.
Other A-Rod, baseball A-Rod.
Okay, yeah.
All
both
the A-Rods,
right?
Any A-Rod sucks.
I never ever found anything appealing about Karl Malone or John Stockton, but I wasn't on radio to rip him at that particular point. But I would rip them.
Yeah, and that was even before we knew about all of the
Peter
stuff.
And probably one of my most hated athletes
not
of
from
all
Stockton.
Time.
I don't want to lump him in
Malone.
There.
Growing up was John Elway.
Okay.
Never
why,
liked
why
that
Elway?
Dude. I just never liked Denver. Never liked Elway.
See, for the Broncos, for me, it was Clinton Portis. That guy would just torch us every single time he would play the Chiefs. So even when he went to Washington, I hated him pretty bad.
And it wasn't even about a torching or anything. I just never liked John Elway, and I never liked Denver.
Just don't like his face?
Punchable face.
Yeah.
But those
Here's another athlete question. This is from Scott. After hearing about the Jack Reacher actor story... Did you guys cover that or did you hear that?
We didn't cover it, but I heard about it.
Okay, that's when the motorcycle guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The actor that plays Jack Reacher in the Amazon Prime version of it.
I think this is a big
He was riding his motorcycle and one of his neighbors was mad and pushed him off his motorcycle.
Right.
And then the Jack Reacher actor ended up beating his ass. So he says, after hearing this story, who is the one athlete you'd least like to piss off?
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, the Mountain from Game of Thrones, strongest man.
What about a Dallas
athlete?
Let's
strongest man in the world.
Let's narrow it to a Dallas athlete, a current Dallas athlete, or all time. But you bump into them at the grocery store, like you run over their foot with your cart, and they just throw down right there.
Tyron Smith,
Larry Allen,
yeah, those guys.
Dallas star.
Any Dallas? Okay, they do fight for
Yeah, like even down to Antoine
Although I
Russo,
feel like Tyler Seguin is not going to throw down with you.
I think he would whip our ass.
I mean, yeah, because of who we are.
Right, not because
I
of
I feel
who
like
he is.
It would, when it escalates, he'll be the last one to want to throw hands.
Maybe.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to piss off Jamie Benn.
No.
Arlene Bischel.
I feel like the baseball players I'm not that intimidated by for some reason. Now, if it were the 90s and they're all juiced up on roids and they might just pop their head off.
Yeah, but Jake Berger, you just punch him in the tummy
right.
and he doubles over.
Trip Jock Peterson, you'll be fine.
I feel like Ruben Sierra or Juan Gonzalez will just tear you from limb to
Dude,
limb.
You want
to
know what Rafael Palmeiro might do to you? He seems like a big red ass.
Yeah, Will Clark.
Oh, my God. But
can you think of anyone, Davey? Have we missed anyone? Like, obviously, all these basketball players are so big and tall that, of course, you don't want to fight them.
Yeah, I think Jamie Benn, when his eyes glaze over like a shark, I think he's scary.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm trying to think. We haven't named a Maverick, though.
Lando says Carl Everett.
Oh, my
gosh. That's a good one.
That's a great one.
Maverick.
I would not want to piss him off.
I mean, there's the easy answer of Rodman.
Well, Gordon almost got a chance right. to find out about that at ticket stop.
Really, guy? Really?
What's Gordon? Like, everyone pointed, everyone dimed out Gordon when he got up there and said, who's Gordon? Everyone pointed out. It's not me, bro.
I wouldn't mess with
Deshaun
Stevenson.
Right over there.
Yeah, Deshaun Stevenson wouldn't be real high up on my list of trying to mess
yeah, probably
with.
Not.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Former okay, Ranger another, El Bombi.
Okay.
Be a yeah, really tough
yeah,
fight.
But he seems like a teddy bear.
Rough Ned Odor.
I wouldn't want to fight his brother.
Rough Ned? Is that what you said?
No. He did. Apparently Lando enjoyed it.
Rough Ned.
Yeah, he's
here's
very
a,
rough.
Here's
hey,
another.
Hey, Ned, you're pretty rough. Rough Ned. Oh, I'm sorry, Davey. Go ahead.
Here's another Dallas sports-related question from Drew. He says, I saw that UNC fired Hubert Davis after they flamed out in the tournament. Can you guys predict in order the eventual departure slash firing of the four DFW coaches?
Oh, wow. Okay.
What order are they going to vacate their position?
That's a great one. And I think just because of how they've come into Dallas now, Jason Kidd is at the top.
Yeah.
Of being let go first.
No one's dying.
And then Schottenheimer mm-hmm. is second. Because Schumacher hasn't even managed a game
right.
yet. So I feel like he and Gullison
so
are pretty secure. Yeah. I would say Schumacher's third and Gullison's fourth.
Yeah. Gully, you would think that he's got himself a good 3-4 year bit of runway.
Well, you would think that. And DeBoer, I don't feel like he's going to wear out his welcome like DeBoer did, maybe, because that
right.
was three Western Conference finals and then you still get fired.
Plus, he was already here. They brought him back. So they're pretty comfortable with him as a dude.
Right, right. And Baldy told me to flip those, and maybe I should flip him because he just hasn't managed a game yet.
Yeah, and Schumacher, if he has any kind of success, he's going to get a little bit of an extension, and he was their choice immediately after Bochy. Like, there wasn't any other choice they wanted.
But what signals success?
With this team, probably a couple playoff runs, right?
Okay.
Boy, and given their track record out of the last 10 years, considering the 1 year they
I know,
win.
I know.
That doesn't seem. And I think for me, it's the Stars have a better chance to be good for longer than the Rangers right now.
Okay,
me.
I can feel that. So maybe that's why I put Gully fourth and Schumacher third. But Kidd is definitely at the top.
Yeah. Okay, do I have time for one more?
Sure.
Okay. This is from Rob. He says that he heard Corby and I talking about Project Hail Mary the other day. I covered that in
I heard the segment.
Dave Land on
yeah.
Monday. Yeah, great film. Fun time. He says a couple of things. So this is the hypothetical part. Would you rather have a secret conversation with a real-life alien, but no one can know about it, or a public romance with a supermodel? So you get to date a supermodel, but then you have to read all of the online comments about what is she doing with that loser.
That wouldn't bother me at all.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
That's great.
So you'd rather date the supermodel than
yes.
talk to an alien?
Yeah, well, what are we going to talk about if I can't, like, bring him in
is the
at
alien-
11:30 on Wednesdays or something like that?
Yeah,
is
this probably
hot?
Is the better question for Matt. Because I think he's already done that.
Okay, right. No, you may be right about that. But, I wouldn't care. I would comment underneath the comments that talk badly about me.
Like, you're right.
Yeah, why?
Nailed
I don't know.
But she's still
but it
here.
Sure is fun.
I'm having a good time. I know you guys don't seem to be.
I'll be thinking about you next time we're doing it.
Right. Man, I would relish that. That would be great.
Plus, but you end up like McLaren. No one believes that you actually talked to an alien.
And you can't tell anyone. What are you going to ask him?
No.
Hey, what's up, man?
Well, secrets
Space
of the
cold?
Universe. Is God real?
What if you get an alien? What does he know?
What if you just get a real normie alien? He's just like the equivalent of you, but on another planet.
Like he knows nothing?
Yeah, he's just a dude.
He's just an idiot.
Yeah, he hosts his radio show on his planet.
He's just
he's like, yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. Why are you asking me all these
lunch.
Questions? I'm just an alien from another planet. Yeah, I don't even care about that. Give me the supermodel.
And then the follow-up question from Rob is, does Ryan Gosling make your pants move in any way, shape, or form? Rob says, I'm not gay, but I'm worried.
If he were better in zone coverage, I would say yes, but he's a true liability as a defensive back, so I can't say he makes my pants do much. That was a Remember the Titans joke.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought he was the quarterback.
He was a cornerback.
Who was the quarterback? That's not Sunshine?
No, he wasn't Sunshine.
Okay. All right. Now you have me all confused. No, he doesn't make my pants move, but different strokes for different folks.
I also saw him throw a football like 3 weeks ago, and that made me lose a lot of respect for him, too.
Did he look like those two guys throwing the football on the beach?
It was real janky. It was very janky.
That meme?
Yeah, horribly disappointing.
It was like the Jets quarterback room.
Well, Davey, we can't thank you enough, man. Truly appreciate taking the time to fill in for Corby on the Birdhouse. Job well done, Davey. Job well
done. Thank you. Anytime.
Well, Davey's on the hard line, 3 to 7 today. That's the Birdhouse. We do it every Wednesday at 11:30.